Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-round Christmas geek. Seriously, if my other half Joe would let me, I would have my tree up like the beginning of November. I just love this time of year. So welcome to The Gut Goddess Show. This is episode 43 and this is the final episode of 2018. It's the final countdown. Not really, actually. That's completely the wrong song, but you get the drift. And interesting fact about me, if you didn't know, I'm a big fan of 80s rock, mainly because growing up, my mum was a fan of 80s rock, and that was one of the tapes that we had in the car, classic 80s rock anthems. Those two tapes had things like, you know, Poison in there and all sorts of good things. Anyway, that's not what today's episode about. Today's episode is about how you can thrive and feel awesome during the festive season. So we're going to be looking at mainly at food because, hey, I'm a nutritionist. That's what I talk about. But really, how can you feel really good over the Christmas season? Because like you already know, I love Christmas. But for many years, by the time I would hit like January the 8th or 10th, I would just feel horrendous, feel really fat and flabby and horrible, like a total failure. Because let's be honest, I'd basically just binged for the last 6 or 7 weeks and was at the point where I was in such a sugar rush and had put on so much weight, and more than the weight really, I just felt so horrid and icky and just like I was beginning the year, this, you know, the start of the year, which is often a little bit depressing. January, February, March is dark, it's gloomy, and it's not, you know, it's not like sunshiny, sunbathy weather, and just feeling really, really crap. So today I want to share with you how over the years I have changed the way I think, so some of the mindset I have around this time of year, and also some of the practical nitty-gritty things that I do around food at this time of year to ensure that I really, that I really enjoy Christmas. This isn't about drinking celery juice, you know, on Christmas day all day. This is about enjoying Christmas, enjoying the feasting, enjoying some treats that you don't always have the rest of the year, aka a mince pies or, you know, a gin and tonic at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I do that at Christmas. I don't tend to do that the rest of the year. But, you know, to enjoy and really enjoy those indulgences, but also on the other hand, make sure that it's not just one big binge or one big beating yourself up fest where you just think about, oh, I've just eaten those quality treats. I'm such a pig. I'm such a heifer, blah, blah, blah. And that whole narrative that we can often have. Well, that I know I've had in the past, and I am guessing some of you beautiful ladies listening, and maybe some guys too, have had that as well. So we're going to talk about how to thrive during the festive season. So, but before we dive in, a couple of quick things to share with you, a couple of updates. I'm currently recording this whilst away on a little cheeky week's holiday up in the Highlands in near Gaeloch, for those of you that know Scotland. And if you don't know Scotland well, then plonk it on your bucket list to come to the Highlands. I recommend anywhere near Gaeloch. It's like the most beautiful place ever. We're staying in the tiny, tiny village called Lade, surrounded by mountains and beaches. It's just beautiful. That has nothing to do with today's episode. Just, you know, I'm sitting here looking at some mountains, having seen a really nice sunset. We've taken our little boy, little 9-week-old, as I'm recording this, on his first adventures. So we climbed 3 little peaks yesterday, and I'm talking tiny peaks. They're basically mounds with cairns on top. You know, he's not ready for Munro's. I'm not ready for Munro. I've not climbed a mountain for like a year. I'm not sure I'd make it up to the top of one anymore. That's my goal for 2019, climb up some mountains again. So I'm recording this from a little break, and this is going to be Milan's first Christmas. My little boy had him in September. This is going to be our first Christmas, and life with a newborn is going pretty good. If you want to know a little bit more about it, then you can make sure you listen to episode 42, where I just did a bit of a life update about life after having a baby and how I'm doing and all that good stuff. But I do want to let you know a couple of things. The first thing is, this will be the last podcast of 2018. So I'm basically taking a podcast break in December, mainly because it's my birthday, it's Christmas, and I haven't been organized enough before I went on maternity leave to record enough episodes in advance to cover December. And I really want to have December as a time of getting ready for Christmas. So there's going to be a bit of a break. Also, I really want to make sure that I got feedback from you. So I would love to hear from you about what you want to see on the podcast. So I'm basically going to take the next kind of month or so until early 2019 to really just plan out the next year of the podcast. So I would love to know what you would love to hear. So on Instagram, you can direct message me, leave a comment. You can go to the website. You can email us at info@supernaturallyhealthy.org. Or via Facebook, get in touch with me, however is easiest for you, with the topics that you would love to see. The best place to get hold of me, to be honest, right now is Instagram. I love that place. I'll check my direct messages. I do Insta stories on there most of the time. So do make sure that's the best place to get hold of me, or you can email me, and either me or my team, AKA Jess, and we'll get back to you via there. So really let me know. That's kind of what I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, is really finding out and planning an awesome set of podcasts for you in 2019. I'm really excited about next year. I'm really excited to just give you some great content here. The goal of running the podcast for me is all about weekly inspiration, information, real practical guides and input to really help you create an incredibly healthy life. This podcast is really one of the main areas I want to pour my time and energy into as a free resource for you guys. So also let people know about the podcast. If you love this podcast, let people know, share about it. And if you haven't left me a review yet on iTunes, please do that. So that's the first thing. The other thing is, if you are listening to this in real time, meaning you're listening to this on the 28th or the 29th of November, I am doing my first mindset reset, which is a 5-day program online that I'm doing live starting the 1st of December. And you get free access to this when you buy my Eat and Be Merry Christmas recipe ebook. So this is the first time I'm doing a program just around our mindset, and I'm really, really excited. I was planning just the different modules and finalizing some of the content of it the other day, and we're going to be looking at certain tools to help change your mindset, how to stop spiraling. We're going to be looking at why what you focus on grows, how to get off the dieting wagon or train, loads of good stuff. So if you know you need to shift your mindset, then make sure you join me for that. And also, so mindset reset starting the 1st of December. And also, if you know that in 2019, you are really ready to sort out your flipping body and relationship with food, and you know you need some one-to-one support, then make sure you email us at info@supernaturallyhealthy.org. And I can put you on the wait list for my one-to-one clinic session. So I will be opening up my online nutrition clinic again early 2019. And there's a wait list for that already. So if you want to get your name on the wait list to get first access to my 12-week one-to-one program, then make sure you email us there. So I am going to be taking on not loads of clients, but I'll be taking on a couple of clients towards once I have decided to finish maternity leave. So let me know. Whew, that's a whole lot of notices. I think that's everything. So let's get on with the show and talk about how you can truly flourish and thrive in this festive season. And just to give you a bit of a heads up, during recording of this podcast, I had headphones in, and on listening back while editing the podcast, Merlin was having a bit of a screaming fest in the background. So top points for you if you hear tiny child baby cries in the background. So Christmas is well and truly one of my favorite times of the year, mainly because it involves being cozy, wearing thick jumpers, having fires, seeing family and friends, It involves cold walks and then basically a lot of sitting on a sofa. It involves food, feasts, alcohol, some of my favourite foods of things like mince pies and Christmas pudding and whiskey and gin and tonics, all of those sorts of good things. But it can also be a bit of a fraught time of year. You know, Christmas can be a really difficult time for lots of people emotionally. If there's lost loved ones, family dynamics, stresses around making everything perfect for everyone and all of that stuff. And all of this can mean we start the new year just feeling a little bit frazzled, fatigued, fat, like a failure, like a big flump, and any other sort of F word that you want to use as a descriptive. And that's just not a great way to kickstart a brand new year. I love the new year. It's kind of like a clean slate. I don't really do resolutions, but I do use it as a time to just set some intentions and just think and dream about the year ahead. And so over the years, what I've had to do is learn how to really reframe and restructure and have different approaches and actions towards the festive season so that I actually start the new year feeling really excited and feeling really good. So I'm going to share with you the main tips and strategies that I use and I've shared with clients over the years. And these mainly revolve around food and also mindset as well, because those are the main things I really work with people on. So when it comes to food, there's no point, in my opinion, in over Christmas time, you know, planning on just eating like salads and celery every day. Unless you don't celebrate Christmas and you're not bothered about food, in which case I'm guessing you're not listening to this podcast. This isn't basically what I'm saying. This isn't the time of year to think, oh, you know, the 1st of December, I'm going to completely start a completely new way of eating. Actually, Christmas is a time where we do feast more. I mean, how many Christmas dinners probably are you going to eat this Christmas? Most people are going to be eating at least two, sometimes more than that, with work dinners or school dinners and family and friends, Christmases and all of that sort of stuff. So it's really not the time to make huge changes to the food that you're eating. And it's also part of the celebration of this time of year. It does revolve around food and around feasting. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a good old feast. I think it's a really natural part of our lives and how we build community. But you've got to know that feasting is often counterbalanced actually by kind of fasting. And so it's really natural to be in this rhythm in our lives where we have periods where we maybe feast a little bit more. And when I use the word feasting, I do not mean binging. You know, binging is often when you're trying to eat as much food as humanly possible because you've promised, air quotes, promised yourself, you're never going to eat that food again. And the next day you're going to start from scratch and, air quotes, be good. Binging is an emotional response. You feel out of control and you often eat to the point of feeling sick and disgusting. You might throw up afterwards. You might want to throw up afterwards. And there's a whole, it's followed by a lot of self-loathing and it's often done quite secretively. You know, you'll just go into the kitchen and cram in like 10 custard creams before anyone can see you doing it, or, you know, downing a bottle of wine and then hiding it, all of that sort of stuff. So that's binging. Feasting is often done publicly. It's done with people, it's done together in community. It involves a good hearty meal, but you're not wanting to throw up afterwards. You're not desperately cramming loads of food into your mouth. It's more about feasting and celebrating together. So Christmas is about feasting, and I think that's okay. And you've got to think about, actually, in life, we are constantly in this rhythm where we're feasting and fasting. And as women as well, you'll often find that if you're in tune with your cycle, you'll have periods of time within your menstrual cycle where you're starving hungry, and then periods of time within your kind of, say, 28 day on average cycle that you are actually not that hungry. I know for me, just after the bleeding part of my period, I'm not really that hungry. I don't eat that much. And then normally a week before I start my period, so in that more luteal phase, I'll eat tons. I'll just be starving. So we're constantly in this rhythm in life of feasting and fasting. But the problem with our modern culture is we tend to lean more towards feasting. Also because the culture that we're in here in the UK and here in Scotland, you know, it's a very abundant one. I have an abundance of food around me. I'm not living off the land. So we don't tend to experience these more fasting periods. And fasting is actually fabulous for the body when done properly. I'm sure I'll talk about that in future podcasts to come of my experience with fasting. But feasting is healthy, and it's, and the reason I bring this up is just to say it's important to give yourself permission to feast. It's okay. And yet, you know, we can talk about and address the kind of fasting side in future podcasts, but right now, this time of year, it's okay to do a little bit of feasting. And if you do find actually that this time of year you're more likely, you find yourself binging more than feasting, then it's probably because the rest of the year you're actually depriving yourself, or thinking that you're depriving yourself, and are on this kind of dieting train where you're constantly trying to be good and deprive yourself of certain foods. And so when you hit Christmas, you kind of are suddenly like, oh, I'll just go wild because I'm going to go back to really restricting myself. And that's a really negative cycle to be in for most people. So what are some practical strategies to help you around food? So then one of the first things that I get clients to do who, during this time, is to think about, I often get people to do this exercise, to grab a bit of paper and write down all the foods that you'd love to eat at Christmas time. Right, just write them all down, whether it's Pringles, Twiglets, mince pies, Yule logs, advent calendars, quality streets, cheese sticks, cheese Stilton, turkey sandwiches, whatever it is, right? Just write down all the foods that you like to eat, right? Just got it all out, and then get a different colored pen and then circle the 3 to 4 foods that are your most favorite foods. So for example, I can write down tons of foods on my sheet, but my most favorite foods at this time of year would be kind of, well, this isn't really a food, but some alcoholic drinks. I'll tend to drink more alcohol at Christmas. And this Christmas, because I've been pregnant and sick most of the year, I will definitely be enjoying some alcoholic beverages. So that would be, we want to mind, mainly whiskey and gin. Those would be my two things. And then foods wise, I love mince pies. So that would be there. I love Christmas cake. And so that would be on into there, and chocolate. So when I think about all the foods that are available at Christmas time, so that, you know, you'll go to Christmas parties and there's Pringles and Twiglets and cheese boards and Ritz crackers and popcorn and crisps. Actually, the things that I know I really love are those 4 foods. And this little exercise really actually helps you to think about the foods that you enjoy most. And then what I get people to do is, once they've narrowed down their 3 or 4 most favorite foods, is to actually give themselves permission to eat and enjoy those foods this Christmas. Because it's so easy for, say for example, you love Yule log, but you know it's full of sugar, full of gluten, full of dairy. Although I do have a gluten, dairy and refined sugar-free version in my Eat and Be Merry recipe ebook, have to say, which is awesome. But anyway, say you are just buying, you love a shop-bought Yule log, I mean, you don't want to make it yourself, then it'd be really easy for every time you eat it for you to just feel bad about it. And that's just miserable. So give yourself permission to enjoy your favorite foods. First of all, clarify what your favorite foods are, because it's really easy just to mindlessly munch on Twiglets when actually you're like, I don't really like Twiglets that much. So for me, I don't love Twiglets. I don't love Pringles. So I know if I go to a party, I'm not just going to mindlessly munch on them because I don't love them. But if there's some Christmas cake there or a really good mince pie with some brandy butter, then I am going to go for that because I really like it. So it's just really about, it's a really simple clarifying exercise you can do to give yourself permission to enjoy foods this Christmas. And that's really important. So that's the first thing. Figure out your favorite foods and give yourself permission to enjoy them. The next tip that I tend to share with people in my Nourish community and my one-to-one clients is, over the Christmas period, make sure you focus on having a really good breakfast. So it's really easy at this time of year to maybe just skip breakfast because maybe you ate too much the night before and you feel bad. So you're trying to make up for it, in air quotes, by missing a meal. It's a terrible idea, by the way. Maybe you just grab a muffin or a croissant or something not very filling. All of those strategies aren't great. Maybe you've had a lot to drink the night before, in which case you really, really want to have a good breakfast. And having a good breakfast and setting yourself up by the really nutrient-dense, healthy breakfast often really sets the tone for the rest of the day. And really helps stabilize your blood sugars for the rest of the day and just really sets you off on a good foot. And at this time of year, it's a great excuse to like have a good old cooked breakfast in the mornings. And most of the time, if you have family and friends around, no one's going to think this is you trying to be healthy. But often over Christmas, I'll make sure that breakfasts are things like scrambled eggs, smoked salmon, cooked mushrooms, maybe some spinach. I might make some homemade hollandaise and have that with some poached eggs on a bed of spinach and avocado. Making sure you're having a really good breakfast, which has a lot of fat, fiber, protein, and vegetables in, which is my fabulous fat burning four. Making sure you're having a breakfast with those four things in, which I talk about a lot with my clients and everyone in Nourish, is the fabulous, the fab four for short, will really set you up for success for the rest of the day. And if you can manage to get some vegetables and some good proteins in the first thing in the morning, then actually, even if the rest of the day goes to total pot, then you know that you've managed to get some really good stuff first thing, and you've given your body some really nourishing things, even if the rest of the day involves you basically munching on quality treats. You know you've had some good stuff in the day. So that's my first tip. Really focus on some good breakfast. This is really helpful as well if you are traveling or you're eating out or you're going to families for lunches and dinners. Actually, if you can, like, before you leave the house, have a great breakfast, then if you're going out for lunch or going out for dinner, then you know at least one of your meals of the day is something that's really nutrient dense, really good for the body, and is really going to support all your hormones and your hunger and all that sort of good stuff. So that is the second thing, in fact, is focus on having some really, really good breakfast. So the third thing would be really thinking about and putting a date in the diary of when you want to hit the reset button. So just setting a little reminder in your diary, in your phone, of just when you are going to hit the reset button. And that might be that you go for a walk, you do a bit of yoga, you go and do some Pilates, you go back to the gym, and you really think about what date is it going to be practical and realistic for you just to mentally hit the reset button around food and eating, basically. And this strategy I find really, really helpful, because in the past, sometimes it's really easy just to spiral. So you have Christmas, and then for me, I have my birthday, and then it's the new year, and you can actually just continue to spiral in terms of becoming more addicted to sugar, more used to having loads of caffeine, more used to eating lots of breads and cakes, and it could just spiral and spiral and spiral for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks on end. Whereas if you have already decided on a date where you're going to hit the reset button, grab a green smoothie, maybe go to the gym again, just go for a walk, do some yoga, you're going to get back into a meditation practice, whatever it is, then I find that really, really helpful. It just reminds you and kind of jolts you out of that potential spiral that you could be in, where you just think, oh, everything's useless, I'm just, you know, I'm such a failure, I've eaten so much, I've put on so much weight, whatever it is. It just is a gentle nudge, a gentle shake to be like, you know what, Kezia, you can do this. Go out for that yoga class, make that green smoothie, or have that, you know, spinach and scrambled eggs and avocado for breakfast, and you just gently reset. And I really recommend picking a couple of activities that help you personally to reset. So that might be you start your meditation again, you might do some affirmations. For me, what that normally involves is having a green smoothie or having a really healthy cooked breakfast, and then doing something like my maybe some yoga, doing some HIIT exercise. These can be really short things, like 10 minutes. You don't need to like go to like a 2-hour yoga class, but just stuff to remind you that actually of what's important to you, remind you of your health goals, and to help you feel really, really good in the body that you are in. So put that date in the diary. For me, that normally happens around like the 29th. And often I've done this for so many years now that I often don't actually need to set a reminder in my calendar, because I just feel it. By the time I hit the 28th, the 29th, I don't want rich, heavy foods. I just want to eat homemade, vegetable-rich things, and I really want to go out for a walk if I haven't gone for a walk yet. So over, if you do this regularly, then actually you don't need to set the dates in the diary, but I often get clients to do that. Just, it helps them to know that they're not just going to spiral off and things are just going to kind of escalate over the festive season. So that's a really, really helpful bit of a strategic tip. Just put a, just even set a reminder or put it in your diary as reset, and put the one or two things that you're going to do to hit reset. That doesn't, this, just to clarify, this doesn't mean you're starting a diet or you're doing a cleanse or a detox. It could just be make a green smoothie, go for a walk. You know, it could be do some journaling and make some herbal tea. Whatever it is that helps you to reset, then just make sure you put that in the diary so that you don't spiral off into the chasm of doom, as I call it. So there you have it. Those are my three fabulous tips for helping you thrive during this festive season. So the first thing is figure out your top 3 to 4 favorite festive foods and give yourself permission to enjoy them. And by doing that, you can enjoy the foods and indulge in the foods that you really, really love. And then also avoid the foods that you might just be mindlessly eating that you don't really love and that aren't doing you any favors health-wise. So that's the first tip. The second thing is to focus on having really good breakfast. So I mentioned about having some really healthy cooked breakfast. So things like poached eggs and smoked salmon, healthy bacon, mushroom, spinach. This could also be a green smoothie as well if you like them for breakfast. I know lots of people in my community love green smoothies for breakfast. So I love a chocolate and ginger smoothie at this time of year. So focus on good breakfast. And the third tip is to set a date where you're going to hit the reset button, put that in the diary, set a reminder on your phone, and pick 1 to 2 activities that are going to help you to reset. So this might be having a green smoothie, going to a yoga class, going for a walk, whatever it is, so that you don't spiral off into the chasm of doom. So I wish you one very merry Christmas. If you are wanting some gluten and dairy and refined sugar-free recipes like Stollen Bites and brownies and mince pies and Christmas cake to see you through the festive season, then make sure you grab my Eat and Be Merry ebook. Otherwise, I would love to hear from you. So head over to Instagram and let me know the topics and the things that you really want to know about in 2019, because I'm going to be brewing up some fabulous stuff here, not just on the podcast, but on my website as well. So let me know, because I'd love to hear from you guys. I create this podcast to really help and serve you. So do let me know what you want to hear and I will get on it. Otherwise, have an amazing Christmas, a wonderful new year. If you're not on my email list, then make sure you join, because I'll be sending out some awesome stuff in the coming month. So if you're not on my email list, then make sure you join it. And I will speak to you in 2019. Yay! Sending you lots and lots and lots of love. Bye.